exceptional. Can you handle that? Minimally exceptional. Whatever happened to the old reliable explanation, the boy is slow? Was that so bad? Really? The boy is slow. Some of the other children are quick. They think quickly. Not this boy. He's slow. It seems humane enough to me, but no, he's minimally exceptional. How would you like to be told that about your child? He's minimally exceptional. Oh, thank God for that. We thought he was just kind of, I don't know, slow. But minimally exceptional, wow. Wait till I tell our friends. Political correctness cripples discourse, creates ugly language, and is generally stupid. I haven't quite finished this section. I'm sure I needn't remind you PC people that the opera isn't concluded until the full-figured woman offers her vocal rendering. I know, I really had to strain to get that in. I'm thoroughly ashamed. But before I leave this section, I wanted to make the point that on a practical level, this language renders completely useless at least one perfectly good expression. In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king becomes, in the kingdom of the visually impaired, the partially sighted person is fully empowered. Sad, isn't it? I've noticed that when people speak these days, location seems important to them, and one location in particular, there. They say such things as, don't go there, been there, done that, and you were never there for me. They don't say much about here. If they do mention here, they usually say, I'm out of here, which is really an indirect way of mentioning there, because if they're out of here, then they must be going there, even though they were specifically warned not to. It seems to me that here and there present an important problem because when you get right down to it, those are the only two places we have, which of course is really neither here nor there. So, let's first talk about don't go there. As we all know, painfully by now, when you mention something someone thinks you shouldn't go into any further, they say don't go there. What they fail to realize, of course, is that technically, by the time they've told you not to go there, it's too late. You're already there, because you've already mentioned whatever it is they're uncomfortable with. At a time like that, what they should be saying is, don't stay there. Or, at the very least, please hurry back. Sort of like, wish you were here. The only time I would tell someone don't go there is if they told me they were planning a trip to Iraq. If someone said, we're going on our honeymoon to Fallujah, I would immediately say, don't go there. By the way, when one of those TV newsmen on MSNBC recently tried to get his co-anchor lady to react to some juicy celebrity rumor, she said to him, I am so not going there. And I thought, why am I allowing a person like this to bring me the news? Another phrase I don't care for is been there, done that. I personally am not so cocky. I prefer the modest approach. Instead of been there, done that, I would usually say, been nearby, done something similar. And by the way, most people don't seem to know the complete expression. I heard Drew Barrymore say it on The Tonight Show. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. It's a little smarter, and it hasn't been overused yet. Staying with this subject of location, when someone is ending a long-term relationship, quite often they'll tell the other party, you were never there for me. Here again, what they may be forgetting is that possibly at some time in the past, they had told that very same person, don't go there. So how can they blame the person for not being there when they themselves had issued specific instructions not to go there in the first place? It seems unfair. Additionally, many people who are ending relationships use another bothersome phrase, moving on. They'll say, I found Steve in bed with a carnival worker and they were doing unpleasant things to a chipmunk, so I'm moving on. And I think to myself, actually, Steve sounds more like the one who's moving on. Or they might say, I'm leaving Armando. He beat me up yesterday in the frozen food section of the supermarket. He struck me in the head repeatedly with a Stouffer's Lean Cuisine. I believe it was the chicken cordon bleu. I'm moving on. Occasionally, I get impatient with these people. When they tell me they're moving on, I look at my watch and say, well, isn't it about time you got started? No sense standing around here talking to me when you could be out there moving on. I don't know. I guess it all works out, because when I run into the same person a few months later, they usually say, I'm in a whole different place now.